Dick Levins of Tilton sits at a coffee shop in Manchester. At 59, he sports a scraggly white beard and wears a faded denim shirt. It's a look that's laid back, but does nothing to describe his state of affairs 3 years ago.
Life was just chaos.
Levin started drinking heavily in his 50s.
Didn't take long before I was totally out of control. I couldn't go to work anymore. A couple of car crashes. I mean, looking back on it now, it's like, how could you think that was normal?
Levins is now in recovery. Like many of his generation, his narrative reflects a growing trend of substance and alcohol abuse. According to the Institute of Medicine, at least 5.6 to 8 million older Americans, or 1 out of 5, have one or more mental health and substance use conditions. For those struggling with addictions like Levins, their downfall often begins with prescriptions.
I've always had anxiety problems, and over the years, you get used to the medications, and you have to keep boosting them up. It's not working, and you start drinking to try and squash the pain. In both alcohol and the benzodiazepines are the combination of both is super dangerous.
After hitting bottom, Levins recovered at Webster Place, a private residence in Franklin.
When I walked in the door, and one of the guys come walking up to greet me. He was a resident, and he put his hand on my shoulder and said, "You're doing the right thing. It's going to get better from here." That meant the world, and I wanted to be that guy.
2.5 years later, Levins is one of those guys. He's a mentor running support groups. Webster Place uses lay people like Levins to help others on the road to recovery. Adults in New Hampshire who need short-term residential centers like Webster Place, but with trained clinicians, find only a handful of options. And only one facility in the state has a medical staff outside of a hospital to monitor withdrawal symptoms.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Farnham Center. This is Patty. How may I help you?
Cheryl Wilkie, who directs the Farnham Center in Manchester, shows off the building's newest wing.
This is the medical detox. And as you see, the hallways are larger than the rest of the building because we can get a gurney going down this way.
Wilkie says alcoholism or drug addiction is not a rite of passage reserved for the young. And she says the center doesn't treat its older patients any differently. But Wilkie does say that older adults who become alcoholic may have had other addictions in the past.
Whether it's food or it's cigarettes or whether it's thought addictions where we think too much, whether there was some other thing that they were consistently doing until they found alcohol and that may have been the thing that soothed them.
But whatever the age, Wilkie says roadblocks prevent many from seeking help.
Money is always an issue to treatment.
Fees for medical detox run around $3,000, and 1 month of residential care, $12,000. Insurance may cover some of the cost. Medicare does cover some substance abuse treatments, but with limits.
And most of the times the insurance companies will say, no, we'll pay for outpatient, but not residential.
The Farnham Center reserves 16 beds for low-income patients, but those who qualify for the state subsidy can expect to wait 6 to 8 weeks.
There really is very limited options for older adults if they have a problem with alcohol. There's not easily accessible treatment. There's not a lot of options for paying for treatment.
That's Jennifer Kinsey. She coordinates an alternative option, a state-run program for those over 60 who need brief counseling for alcohol and substance abuse. It's called the Referral Education Assistance and Prevention Program, otherwise known as REAP.
If we have somebody who has an alcohol problem, who's an older adult, I would say we're pretty much the most likely resource for them to address their drinking. And it can be effective.
Kinsey says the service is free and isn't isolated in a facility that counsels addicts. Instead, clinicians visit seniors at their homes or sometimes at a senior center. She says the program is designed to make them feel more at ease.
Older adults come from a period in time where there's a more stigma involved, and they have issues with transportation. And even if they were to go to a treatment program, they probably would feel less comfortable around people a lot younger than them.
REAP has been around for more than 20 years and is now expanding. The program is currently training 40 mental health counselors around the state in new methods of addiction therapy. But as New Hampshire's population ages, Kinsey says the state will need even more resources to address not only addiction, but mental health symptoms like depression and anxiety that put elders at risk for alcohol and drug abuse in the first place. And geriatric psychiatrist Stephen Bartels agrees. He directs the Dartmouth Center for Health and Aging. He says,
if we don't train our entire health workforce around how to assess older adults, around a myriad of problems, not just substance use, we're in big trouble in the state of New Hampshire.
And as more seniors like Dick Levins share their battles with alcoholism, the voices behind the challenge may become harder for the state to ignore. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.